If invasive zebra mussels were to get into Okanagan and Skaha Lake, it could decimate both waterways within 5 years. That's why Penticton Council will be sending a letter calling on multiple levels of government to better protect local waters from invasive mussels being brought in from out-of-province boats. The letter was the product of a motion from Cown. Amelia Bowlby on March 5, following a presentation earlier that day from the Okanagan Basin Water Board. The presentation from the OBWB broke down the dangers of invasive zebra and quagga mussels, which can quickly grow to densities of more than 700,000 per square meter. As someone who has grown up in an area that has zebra mussels, it will fundamentally change the way that you see the waterways in your beaches in your community when these come, said Cown. Isaac Gilbert. It was a luxury to come to BC and be able to be barefoot in our waters here. You don't have that luxury in Ontario, you have to wear water shoes at all times because of the zebra mussels that are there. In addition to the mussels' small and razor-sharp shells, the invasive mussels also impact waterways by filtering through large amounts of water, up to a liter per mussel per day, which takes nutrients out of the system and leads to rising water temperatures. The mussels are also capable of jamming up water intakes, and the protein strings they produce are harshly corrosive. Read more. Government funding to prevent invasive mussels in Okanagan lakes. One example the OBWB shared was Lake Winnipeg, which took less than half a decade to become infested with the mussels. A photo shared of what was once a beach is now covered in razor-sharp mussel shells that in some places were up to 2 feet deep. A section of the Snake River, which connects to the Columbia River and through that to the Okanagan, was recently found to have the signs of an infestation. As a result, the authorities in the state of Idaho deemed the best solution was to pour a pesticide into a 26-kilometer stretch of the river in the hopes of killing off any and all mussels. It also killed off every living thing in that waterway, and it won't be known if the measure had an impact until spring. Penticton Council's letter joins efforts by other municipalities including Kelowna in seeking more support and efforts to keep local waters safe. City staff were also asked to come back to council with some local opportunities and initiatives that Penticton could take towards protecting the local waters. I hope that we can find ways to also be proactive in helping controlling zebra mussels, said Cown. Campbell Watt. Obviously, this is going to require a combination of preventive measures and strategies, but it's also certainly going to require collaboration of efforts between our communities. I know that selfishly from Penticton's perspective, our two lakes are probably our biggest assets. Can we allow these to be jeopardized? The letter will be sent to the provincial ministers of Environment and Water Resources, to the federal ministers of Fisheries and Public Safety, and to MLA Dan Ashton and MP Richard Cannings. The letter will support the OBWB's call for a temporary moratorium on out-of-province boats until the full status of the infestation of the Columbia Basin is assessed and for significant improvements to the inspection system. Read more. Kelowna Yacht Club March 20 Speakers Series to focus on invasive mussels.